Hello and welcome to today's podcast from FD Capital. I'm Adrian Lawrence and today I'm talking about how to achieve better board reporting. As many of us will know, it's one thing to be made up to be a finance director or a CFO, but it's another thing to make the most of your board meetings. Like all meetings, it's something that has to be managed. Quality of information provided and the insights and advice given have a serious and important ramification on the way a business runs. So it is important to get your board reports to the highest standard you can, and of course that reflects a lot on the finance team and the finance director and CFO themselves. If you're like me, you're not necessarily the best author and writer in the world, but nevertheless you've got a good understanding of business and the company's finances, so sometimes it helps to take advice and get support to help prepare your board reports to get the best impact. Nowadays multimedia and graphical presentation is a great way to enhance your reporting. What I've done with some of my companies, I use a graphics designer to help me improve my board reports. So I draft the report, get it proofed and checked by the team so everybody's happy with the accuracy of the numbers. I then get a graphics designer, it's actually a lady who's a user experience expert, to enhance the report. So it's not actually changing anything I've written, but it's taking the Excel graphs that that I'm capable of doing and turning them into nicer, more presentable ones than I can actually manage myself. And those charts and images, if they're enhanced, it just gives such a better impression of your work than perhaps the basic things in Excel do. I've never quite understood why Excel hasn't done better with its reporting. It seems to have invested so much time in enhanced features, but the actual sort of board reports use the basic graphs and they never seem to have improved in a great way. And I suppose if writing and narratives are not your strongest point, it's sometimes worth paying a copywriter to take your comments and enhance them. It's not any different from being a politician. You get speech writers, you decide what you want to convey, but you get somebody to help you put the words together in a way that just has much more impact. I've sort of had debates with my colleagues as to whether that's the right approach. But for me, it's about putting the best information forward to present things in the best way. And I never let anybody change anything that I write. It's just enhancing the presentation of what I'm doing myself. So I hope you enjoy this article I've written. It's available here on our website, but also on LinkedIn. And there's a link to that at the end of this podcast. Have a great rest of the day. Today's the Queen's 70th Jubilee, and I'm just having a quick break to record this podcast. So we all think of Her Majesty and wish her well. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the day.